27,000 supporters of Banyana Banyana will fill that stadium to support our brave heroines when they play the Netherlands in the Winnie Madikizela Mandela Challenge, which is a friendly between the two nations, and importantly, a preparation match for the FIFA World Cup later this year. Amanda Dlamini joins me on the line now, former Banyana Banyana captain and football analyst with SuperSport. Amanda, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you too, and good morning, of course, to the listeners.
I imagine the coach will be taking this match seriously. It might be a friendly, as Tuesday's match will be in the Albertina Sisulu Centenary Challenge, but she is mindful that in a couple of months she'll be participating in a FIFA World Cup and needs to get her women ready for that World Cup.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think for the first time this year, Coach Desiree will be coming back home to her province as a winner, of course, of the African Coach of the Year. And I think that is just fitting enough for her and her troops to, of course, play their first game in Cape Town, home ground advantage to her and to some of the players. So I think as much as the celebrations are still up in the air and they're just giving a positive feel and a positive vibe, of course, in camp, but I do know that Coach Desiree will take this challenge up very seriously, because we have had quite good relations with the Netherlands dating back to, I think, 2008. So I think they are always welcoming, you know, to the idea of trying to help us improve, because it's not just about playing competitions, but also what it is that we can learn from them. So I think just to test ourselves where it is that we can, of course, start building from and improving, I think that will be the most important factor.
So how formidable is Netherlands in women's football?
They have grown in leaps and bounds. I think I had an opportunity to see them 2 years back when they hosted the Euros back at home in the Netherlands, and they won the championship back at home. And I think they've become one of those nations that are always just being tipped to possibly compete or be contenders, of course, in the semifinals of World Cup competitions. They haven't really done well when it comes to Olympic Games, but they've dominated up in Europe, and we know them that they've gone in leaps and bounds compared to the first time that we played them and when they came to South Africa. So they have become a very youthful squad, very dynamic, also exposed to different top level of club competitions in their professional careers. So we are facing a team that has been together also very high in confidence, but I do think that we have also developed tremendously to sort of match them when it comes to these kinds of games.
So what does the coach, Desiree Ellis, instruct the Chargers to do? How is she, what is her strategy, if you like, for this match?
I think most importantly, it will be to duplicate their performance at the African Women Championships and probably do a bit better, because in the final we faced Nigeria, and we could see that as much as we dominated the game, we still need that bit of a push and edge to sort of get us through and over in terms of dominating and winning those kinds of games against such prolific opponents. So I think for Coach Desiree, it will be to duplicate that performance, but of course also test a few players. I think it's important, because in the African Women Championships last year, we saw that squad rotation, it didn't really happen or didn't occur occasionally for the team. So ended up using the same starting lineup, the same kind of players that have been competing overseas in their clubs and back into competition. So it would be good to give a few other players a bit of a run to see how it is that her depth or her squad can be able to also relieve and rotate the regular starters of starting 11.
Let's talk outside of the soccer pitch for a moment. It is exciting, is it not, that spectators were scrambling for tickets and SAFA had to release an additional 7,000 tickets because women's football does not enjoy the same profile as men's football does, sadly, in South Africa. And really, in part, it has been the exceptional talent that Banyana Banyana has been showcasing on the football pitch recently, obviously winning trophies at the Continental Body Dakar a couple of weeks ago, and knowing that we have qualified for the World Cup for the first time. All of that contributes to the craze around women's football that we're experiencing in South Africa right now.
No, it's amazing. It's overwhelming. And I think for me, it's very personal and close to my heart, because it's something that we have been, you know, fighting for all of these years to say, we need more marketing when it comes to getting the women's game out there. We need more PR. And I think ever since Sasol has been part of Ibanyana, they've never really given up on us. And taking such a game and taking the team to camp also in a different province is something that we've always wanted to happen. So can you imagine thousands of people, 20-plus thousands of people coming to watch a women's football game? That, I think, will be recorded in the history books of women's football in the country, because we've never exceeded anything over and above maybe 5,000 at most. So I think there's just so much that is happening, so many positives. Also, the Minister of Sports and Arts and Culture also announcing the financials towards empowering women's football and professionalizing the sport. Those are just some of the positives that we can take forward. But of course, all the work has been done by Coach Desiree and the squad to say, we want to do our part, and our part is to make sure that we reach the finals of the African Women's Championships, win individual accolades, and maybe qualify for the World Cup. And that's important, because then we have to take the right step in the right direction, and that is to professionalize women's sports so that we don't go to big competitions, the World Cup, Olympic Games, and then come back to an amateur sport. So I think they're taking good strides in terms of helping our women's sports.
Good news all around, and we certainly wish Banyana all the best when they take on the Netherlands at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Cape Town Stadium. 27,000 tickets all snapped up. It's going to be a wonderful festive atmosphere this afternoon, and I have no doubt that Banyana are going to walk away the victors of that match.